Good, good. How y'all doing up there?
Good. You miss me?
I can't hear you. Say that again.
The question was, did you miss us? Do you miss us?
I miss you. Of course, man. Of course I miss y'all guys, man.
Well, Delaney, you're having a pretty good year out there. You're on pace to have the best year you've ever had. What's going on out there to make you be so productive?
Well, maybe because I'm the first read at tight end, and you know, they put in plays for me to get the ball and have opportunities to try to make plays, and that's all you know I asked for, and I think that's why I'm here.
Delaney, did it ever get frustrating for you to always be, you know, second fiddle behind Vernon?
Oh, not at all. You know, I wasn't drafted as a tight end. You know, I was drafted as a receiver, so I was trying to become a good tight end in the NFL, and I felt like learning behind Vernon was a good opportunity for me to see, you know, how to do what he did and blocking wise, and that's what I had to develop. And now, you know, I think it's a good opportunity that I had to break off from that and become, have my own identity.
You know, obviously off the field, you've had a lot of things go on. And I know you've been pretty outspoken against drunk driving. And also, obviously, what happened to Alden kind of emphasizes that point. How is that going, and how is your kind of campaign going? And do you talk about that with other players about, you know, going out, drinking and driving, that kind of thing?
All the time, you know, guys heard my story around the league, and, you know, when I got here, they all talked to me and told me they wanted to be part of it, they wanted to help as much as they can, and I always got stuff going on out here, actually. I got an event coming up after the 49ers game with Matt, and, you know, I'm just really trying to just promote it and get it out there, especially on my own team, and, you know, hearing what happened with Alden, you know, and just really that's why I'm trying to get it out there. You hate to hear stuff like that happen to a former teammate or any teammate on somebody else's team.
Are you in touch with Delaney?
I can't hear you. Say it again.
Have you been in touch with him at all?
No, actually, I haven't. I think after the incident that happened, you know, he turned his phone off for a little bit, couldn't get in touch with him.
Oh.
And, you know, Delaney, too, you talked about, you know, how players are – and this is just human nature, I think. You know, they're young, they've got money, they want to be big, as you were quoted as saying. I mean, do you think that'll ever change?
I don't think it'll change just because you got to remember, a lot of us come into this league not having a dime in our name, and then you sign million dollar contract. I mean, you kind of go out and you lose your mind a little bit, and I think it takes time. If you look at the percentage of NFL players that sign big deal contracts, you know, they have some ups and downs in their first 2 years, third year, and then they start to realize that, you know, you're a role model, you got to be a bigger person, you got to separate yourself from people that's put you in that situation. And I think that you can look at it statistically, shows that it happens throughout the league, baseball, basketball, football, it just shows that.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Delaney, knowing Alden like you do, did it catch you by surprise, or did you almost kind of see it coming?
Well, you know, Alden's a young guy. You know, he's he's a little wild dude. He's kind of wild. I didn't think that something like that would happen during a season where, you know, I just read what had happened. I wouldn't think that, you know, he would get into any more trouble after what was going on. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know how he has changed. I haven't been out there in San Francisco. I haven't talked to him in a while. So, you know, it kind of did surprise me a little bit.
Danny, what are your thoughts on the way the San Francisco secondary is playing and kind of how this defense has gotten its identity back, creating turnovers?
You know, that's how they always are. You know, they play fast, they explosive, they like to hit. And, you know, I've been watching film on them, and it looks like the same fast defense that they always were, you know, coming up, hitting, making plays. So, you know, I wouldn't expect nothing less.
Delaney, do you expect to see a large dose of Patrick Willis, you know, in your face and covering you down the field on Sunday?
I really don't know, you know, what they're going to do. I know he's coming off the injury, and, you know, we'll see, you know, because I'm never sure what team's going to do when I go against them. You know, sometimes they're trying to put a DB on me, and sometimes they're trying to play me with a linebacker. We'll see what happens when we get out there. And, you know, if I make a few plays, they probably switch it up. But he's a great linebacker, and I'm pretty sure they're going to try to match it up.
What are your thoughts on there? What are your thoughts on their rookie safety, Eric Reed?
He's been playing fast. You know, he's trying to become the second Whitner or the Hittner. You know, he's coming up and he's making big hits and making great tackles. So, you know, I can't wait to get out there and play against him. He looked like he's coming into himself, and he's playing fast.
Do you see in watching film of him that he's matched up on tight ends from time to time?
I see them doing a lot of things, you know. That's why I don't know what they're going to do. That's why, you know, we're going to get out there, we're going to see what they do, and we're going to go from there.
Have you had a chance to check out their offense to see how they've tried to replace you, Delaney?
No, I haven't been focusing on their offense, just their defense.
You mentioned Hittner. What do you think of the pending name change?
I mean, it fits. He do hit. So he like to come up and try to destroy people. So, I mean, it fits him. And if he keep playing that way, I ain't mad at him if he changed his name to that.
Did you become friends with those guys over the years? You know, and if so, are there particular guys on the defense that you were, you know, closer to than others?
Yeah, I became good friends with all of them. You know, I've been there for 7 seasons, and half of us was there together for a long period of time. You know, I'm friends with all of them: Dante Whitner, Justin Smith, Ray McDonald, Carlos Rogers, Terrell Brown, T-Bro. I mean, you name them. I think I'm friends with all of them. I communicate, I talk to all of them, and it's just going to be like, it's kind of funny that I'm about to be playing against him, and I really, you know, try not to laugh and smile at him because I got to go to war against him.
Is that going to be hard to do, do you think, to not, you know, see them and remember the friendship and try to get into, you know, battle mode in that game?
I think I'm going to get it. We're going to talk and laugh before the game, and then, you know, we're going to tell each other, like, hey, we're going to be friends after this, but you know how it is when the pass get on and the whistle blow. So, I got to lay it out, and I know they're going to lay it out. So, at the end of the game, you know, we'll buy up and talk about it.
Hey, Delaney, everything considered, was this a good move for you to go to Tennessee?
Yeah, it was a great move for me. You know, I'm happy here with the organization. The coaches are great. I'm getting the opportunity that I want. I feel like I should have more, but, you know, hey, slow process. We're going to get back on page, and, you know, I think I'm going to start making have more receptions and bigger games.
What has the transition been like from Jake Locke, Ryan Fitzpatrick as quarterback?
You know, it's a little different. I say they're similar, but a little different. You know, Jake can move around on his feet. You know, and he make plays that way. And you know, Ryan, he likes to sit in the pocket and try to throw the ball. So I mean, they differ in various ways. But other than that, you know, we got to help out our quarterbacks. I don't think it's any difference on them, the style of play is us not helping out our quarterback, and I feel like this week, you know, everybody knows that, and we got to do more to help him out.
Delaney, are you playing any special teams at all, or are those days over?
No, I don't play any special teams. I played on kickoff return last week for 2 plays because one of the dudes got hurt, and they needed somebody to take that spot, and I played it in San Francisco to second returner, so I just went back there for 2 plays, and but I don't play any special teams.
Carl, you mentioned Carlos Rogers. He said he could be excited to finally have a chance to hit you. Now, he's maybe not the most intimidating hitter in that secondary, but how do you think you match up against Carlos if he's coming at you?
I don't know. He said he couldn't wait to hit me.
Right. Well, he said he never got a chance to in camp and all that.
You know, he's a great cover guy. He do like to come up and try to tackle, but I'm pretty sure he's going to dive at my leg, so I'm expecting that. And, you know, there's vice versa. I ain't never got to hit Carlos Roger or block him, so I'm excited to do that.
Dwayne, just wondering if you are following the Chiefs at all and seeing what your other former quarterback, Alex Smith, is doing out there.
I've been following, man. You know, when we played him, we talked, and, you know, I was happy for him. I'm happy what he's doing. He's a great quarterback. I always said he's a great quarterback, and he's proving it now, you know, by doing what he's doing with Kansas City. And I'm excited to see how far this goes with him in Kansas City.
Thank you very much, Dwayne. Thanks, Dwayne.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dwayne. Okay.